of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival.
Alive, he is not dead. Yay. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. This is Michelle. Hopefully everyone is having a good day on this September 10th. I just want to welcome everyone, whether you're listening in on the phone or in the chat room or listen to this later in the archives. Welcome. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where we are here to glorify the Lord and tell about our experience with Him in our lives. So, and to rejoice that He is coming now. Welcome. Welcome everyone to the chat room. We have Judy, we have Deborah, we have a guest, we have Bill. We have Rosemary, we have Jerry, we have Trusty, and we have Rhea. Welcome. I'm glad everyone is here. I'll open up us up in a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being alive in our lives and being able to, so that we can communicate with you on a daily basis and just to open up our hearts to you and talk to you about our struggles, our joys, just anything that's on our hearts. So thank you, Lord, for being there for us and for being our provider, our protector. And thank you, Lord, for coming to rescue us now from the soon incoming disasters that will fall upon the world. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Earlier in the week, I was thinking, I had been working, and I was like, well, when I get a day off, what would be really nice is if I could just lay in bed all day, pick one day and just lay in bed and just talk with the Lord and spend time with the Lord and just lay there. And I was just thinking that would be nice. Well, yesterday, I was just getting off of my midnight shift, and so I was sleeping in a bit because I was up till about 4 a.m. the previous night. So I woke up, and then I didn't really want to get up, so I was just kind of laying there and just enjoying laying there and talking with the Lord. And I sensed He was telling me to just rest and lay there, so I did. And so eventually I kind of doze off and then wake up and start talking to him some more and then doze off some more. So basically I kept that up for pretty much yesterday through the afternoon and then finally got up before the show started yesterday. But it was just so relaxing and so much fun just telling the Lord how much I loved Him and how much I needed Him. Basically just pouring my heart out to him, and he was telling me how much he loved me. So, yeah, definitely, you're just telling each other how much we loved each other. So it was quite awesome. And then, let's see, I was then also thinking, oh, I stomach's starting to growl. I need to grab a bite to eat. But then he said not to eat anything until about 10 p.m. because he had me on a 24-hour fast. So I was like, okay. So basically, I fasted till about 10 p.m. last night. So that was definitely something different I had never experienced. So, yeah, definitely. It was nice just spending time with the Lord. I would definitely encourage if you could just take a whole day just to do nothing but spend time with the Lord and listen to what he has to say and just rest in him. And also, this past week, I think it's been maybe for the past 5 days, there's a sign near where I live, and I drive by it all the time, and it says, let's see, Godly Play is coming, and then it says beginning September 14th. And so I had to laugh on that one because it's reminding me of when Judy's alarm is going to sound off on the 14th. So apparently there's a Godly Play coming September 14th. So, yeah. let's see, what else? Yeah, so definitely we have quite a few high watch dates coming up. Basically this whole week through, I would say through the 16th is definitely high watch time, or by the 16th, definitely high watch time. One thing I just realized today is I think Jerry and Judy were getting this thing with 1221. The Lord was flirting with them about that number or something. But I just realized, well, if you count from, let's see, we're in the month of Tishri, or no, we're in the month of Elul. Tishri begins the new month. But say if you count from that, there's two different ways to count on the Jewish calendar, I guess. But if you count as that being the first month, well, technically we'd be in the 12th month. And then on the 16th, on the Hebrew calendar, it's actually the 21st. So September 16th would be 1221, just to throw that out there. So, yeah, definitely. And also on Facebook chat with our little RCC group, there's this lady on there. Her name is Connie, although I don't think she's on there anymore. She had posted something about she had asked the Lord when his birthday was, and I guess his response back to her was, on your calendar, it is September 11th. So I thought that quite interesting, and that's tomorrow. So happy birthday, Jesus. so, yeah, definitely, and a lot of people are getting September, so definitely anticipating his arrival sometime very, very soon. So let's see. I will read to you from a short thing from my devotional, Jesus Calling, and then I'll start letting people on. All right. Today says, I am always available to you. Once you have trusted me as your Savior, I never distance myself from you. Sometimes you may feel distant from me. Recognize that as a feeling. Do not confuse it with reality. The Bible is full of my promises to be with you always. As I assured Jacob when he was journeying away from home into unknown places, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. My last recorded promise to my followers was, surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Let these assurances of my continual presence fill you with joy and peace. No matter what you may lose in this life, you can never lose your relationship with me. So, and with that, I'm going to start unmuting people. Start with Judy here. Hi, Judy. Are you on, Judy? You're muted if you want to speak.
I had myself muted. hi, Steve.
Okay.
I'm so glad you picked that song, God's Not Dead, because I just watched the movie right when before the show. So that's cool.
Oh, wow.
That you played that.
Awesome.
I had never seen the movie. Yeah. Awesome.
That's a good
movie. I have some two cool things to share after you let everyone on or whatever.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's see. We have Jerry, and we have Tana and Keith, and Grandma Pat, and we have 413, which I forget who that is.
Alana.
Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Alana.
Hi,
hi,
everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Love you,
everybody.
Love you,
everybody. Love you, honey.
Love you.
Prayers for Leah's grandma. She's not doing well. She's not feeling well.
Oh.
Who is it?
Prayers for Leah's, let's do prayers for Leah's grandma, lift her up, she's not feeling well, and little, Faith's little granddaughter, let's pray for them as well today.
Well,
oh,
I
want yeah,
to get
definitely.
That prayer. Pray for them.
I'm at work, so I can't really.
Huh?
Oh, okay. Let's see. It was Stacy's granddaughter, and who was the other person?
Leah's grandma.
Leah's grandma.
Leah's grandma. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I guess I could pray for him.
Sure.
Dear Lord, we lift up to you Stacy's granddaughter and Leah's grandma. Lord, we lift up their health to you. We ask that you would help comfort them and give them strength and help heal their bodies, Lord, as they learn to depend on you, Lord. We ask that you bring healing to their bodies and get rid of all sicknesses and just bring healing to them. And in the meantime, bring them peace and comfort and joy, Lord. And also we pray for Keith to continue giving him strength and healing in his body as well, and with Judy with her breathing, Lord, and anyone else in RCC who is not feeling well, Lord, we ask that you bring them strength and healing and peace and comfort, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We expect to see amazing answers to this prayer.
Sure.
We love you, Jesus. You're the best.
Yes.
You're the best.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best. God's not dead. Hey,
sure
I have some stuff to share. Okay, so last night, or this morning, I have three emails to share. God's doing a lot of flirting with people. Okay, I'll start with Billy. Billy had a strange morning this morning. He mm-hmm. said there's a strange silence in the air this morning. His wife had the TV going, and then all of a sudden it went on to be, so he woke up hearing, beep, 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 the National Emergency Alert Station blared. Startled, Billy felt this was in preparation of the possible attack during the next 24 hours. Keep watching Israel. So, thanks, Billy. We will. Okay, next, Mandy. We love you, Mandy. Mandy's part of RCC, guys. She's a part of our family. She's called in before, but Mandy, if you're listening, we love you. She had God keeps doing countdowns with her. So she's already, so like today, she saw 12:34, 1, 2, 3, 4. So God, at the clock, he had her look at the clock when it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 12:34 today on her clock. And just now she walked into her kitchen and bam, it was 1:23, 1, 2, 3. And she said he's just killing her. He's just doing this kind of stuff. And then he gave her a dream. And she was in a candy shop grabbing all kinds of candy and stuffing into this bag she had. She had no idea why she was doing it, but then all of a sudden Obama walked into the candy shop with Michelle. And out of nowhere, she started saying, you know, we know that you're gay and Michelle's a guy and she's not a girl. And Obama got really mad and he started chasing her.
Wow.
She was running away from him screaming. And so... That was her dream.
Oh, my gosh. What a dream.
And then she woke up, and she believed that God was really trying to reveal to her that Michelle really is a guy. And you know, if you've done any research, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. But, yeah, she have kids.
Anyway, we love you, Mandy. Thanks for the email. I loved getting it. And no thing is too small to share. I mean, this really cheered me up. That's just not stopping the flirting with anybody. And then our beautiful Jim at Acts 2:17 now. Hello, Jim. We love you, Jimbo. Devil Bacon Jim, Cobra Bacon Jim. Okay, he posted a video to his likes that I posted in chat, and I liked it to my page. It looks like it's a woman from Australia. Anyway, she's only made a couple videos, and she makes tracks. And I put it in chat for everyone to watch later after the show, but she was making her tracks. She goes street witnessing, and the Lord said not to worry about it, that he's coming now. And it's a beautiful video, a ton of anointing on it. She just came out of nowhere. I love these people that pop on YouTube out of nowhere. I would have never seen the video if Jim hadn't given it to me. So email me if you want me to forward it to you, but it's on my likes and my channel. And basically what happened was this morning Jim got up and he saw the girl's message. He was listening to it again on the way to work this morning and when it was still dark out, so he was listening to it. And in the video she says, over the moon. And right when she did, when she said that, he noticed a light peeking from above the windshield, and he looked up, and a bright, nearly full moon was staring right back at Jim. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said, the vid is awesome. I've watched it several times. Have a great day. So it's an amazing video. I will send it to you if you're not in chat and you can't see it, or if you don't know how to get to my Rapture Kitty like, I can just email me and I'll send it to you. So thanks, Jim, for sending that. God's just telling people he's coming now. I think there was one more. Well, some I can't share, but let me think. I thought Andre sent me something. God inspired him to write another song, and he'll be sharing that with us. We'll post it to the show. Andre, we can't wait to get that song. And remember the other day I was joking around, a million reasons we should make a song, a million reasons why Jesus should come today. Well, so he wrote a song. You guys know how talented Andre is. He's Neon1111 in chat. We played some of his songs on the show. But yeah, so he actually did it. He made a song, A Million Reasons Why You Should Come Today. And yeah, that's so cool. Thank you, Andre. We're gonna love that. If we're here to listen to it, I think he'll have it ready for us on Thursday. But I know we're all expecting to be gone any second now. And also, my son and I were homeschooling today, and we read a book. We're reading all the Chronicles of Narnia, every book in the series. And him and Kevin left off at the end of one of the books. They had one chapter left, and so my son really wanted to finish off that book, even though it was the last chapter. Him and Kevin never finished it, obviously, because God fell on Little John, and it was just not a priority after that. So I read the last chapter, and it was all about a jackass.
Oh, wow.
You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. I was like, are you serious, God? I was laughing so hard. And we were thinking of Kevin a lot today, but because of just pulling out the homeschooling stuff and all the stuff they did, and it was really fun. But anyway, yeah, it was all about a jackass, and I can tell you the name of the book and the chapter. It's hilarious. But basically, this one person gets turned into a jackass. And you know how C.S. Lewis always has animals turn into people and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so then that was something that they did, and then he turned back into a person, but he was a jackass. And, oh, God's funny. You know, he made me a jackass almost a year ago for the entire world to see. Anyway, God bless everybody. I love you guys. I just wanted to share all that awesome stuff. If you don't think the Lord's coming now, I don't know what to tell you. Just ask him yourself.
Exactly.
I guarantee you, if you ask him with a sincere heart, he is going to tell you. And I don't know how he's going to communicate it to you, but he definitely will. And I already know he's coming. I don't need him to do anything more to me, but he just does it because he's good and he's wonderful. So if you're growing weary, that means you're in stage 5. Just be encouraged. Stage 5, rapture-centric, is terminal, okay? It's just about to kill you when, poof, the rapture and security comes and gets us. So if you're feeling like you're about to die, you got a bunch of people that we feel the same way you do. So hang on, okay?
Yeah.
We all feel like we're about to die. We all have our different ways in which we're feeling it, some of us physically, some of us mentally, some of us emotionally, but The bottom line is God created your condition. He's coming to rescue you. And try to just be okay with it and not freak out too bad, because we have this body of believers to lift you up and share with you. And it's terminal, and the only cure is the rapture. And the only medication you can take for this condition is peace, love, joy, faith, and hope. And you have to pop those pills a lot. Okay, I'm done. I'm good. Love you guys.
Love you. We have some callers on the line, some new, let's see, we have Leah, and then we have 819. I'm not sure who that is.
That's Katie and Joe. That's Katie and Joe, and you're going to want to hear them. They've been ministering all over the place.
Oh, okay.
You guys should talk about the homeless person and the person at the 7-Eleven. You guys should share all that, Katie. They've been doing crazy stuff for God.
Great.
Hey, Leah and Katie and Joe, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Do you guys have anything to share?
Is Katie there? Katie, are you there? Joe, are you there? No, Leah's there.
Well, they were at they helped a homeless person yesterday, told them all about Jesus. And then they were at some kind of like convenience store, and this guy had, you know, the monster drink, and you know how everyone has monster T-shirts and monster bumper stickers and all that, but a lot of people don't know what it means. It's Hebrew 666.
Right.
And so Joe went up to the guy, and Katie was right there, and he told him, do you know what this means? And the guy was kind of a young guy, and he had a bunch of friends in the car, and Joe told him because he was curious. And then the kid right then and there ripped off all the bumper stickers. He had, like, monster bumper stickers on his car,
wow.
And he ripped them all off right then and there.
Wow.
He goes, I don't want to be a part of that. Like, he totally listened to Joe. He was like, I don't want to be a part of that. He didn't know. He had no idea.
Wow.
That was really cool. He did it in front of all of his friends, too. Pretty
amazing.
Cool thing.
Good.
Wow.
But hopefully if Katie and Joe are there, they can share the other stuff. There's so much. They told me so much. I just don't remember. It's just God's just using them as a team to just, you know, bring in any last harvest
right
people.
Stragglers. It's great. Good for them.
So how is everyone?
Okie dokie.
I'm well. I've been in the garage a little bit, so that's kind of fun.
Cool.
Yeah. Got a few things. But, other stuff's going on too. And I want to know how Keith is doing and Pat, how are you doing?
Yeah, how you feel? Okay, I'm fine. I'm day by day. Just had some few trials today with the kids fighting, but oh boy, all you can do is pray for them and try to keep peace. Yeah, my granddaughter and my other daughter Gerald, and really got into it. So
wow.
I say, don't stop fighting. Just stop. You know, don't have to do this. You know. So tomorrow's gonna be fun when this one comes home with my car. So it's like, just stay calm and don't get me into the mix, you know. Don't just stay calm. So I'm trying to do that, but it's an ongoing thing. So keep Liz in prayer, my granddaughter, and my daughter Geraldine in prayer, because oh boy, it's like water and oil. But that's the way it is. Yeah, they're both sweet, don't get me wrong, and the one has great faith. We always pray to God in the morning, you know, my daughter and I outside. The one who's 48, she's got mental issues, but, you know, she has faith and stuff. The other one, forget it. I said, and I try to talk to her about the Lord to her, and she says, I love Jesus. And I says, that okay, but it's like, but you can't get beyond that. So I'm very grateful she said that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's 21, so the world's got her by the throat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what can you do but pray and not get yourself crazy, you know, and just, I know what Jesus said to me. He said, you know, when you're dealing with her, you know, since she isn't quite as receptive, he says, just shower her with kindness and love and be generous and give to her. So she, I picked her up from work and she was hungry, so I took her out to eat. And then, you know, I said, I put some gas in the car for you. Oh, thank you, Nanny. I'm so glad. So he says, just do that. He says, the same with the other one. He says, I know how upset you are with her and you can't always get across and stuff. He says, leave her. You be kind and good and generous and sweet. And he says, and leave her to me. Like, I will take care of this. Same with the other one. I will take care of them. You just be what I want you to be. You know, don't give this a thought about how much this upsets you and you're seeing all the negatives, which I am, but don't let it get to you. So to give me peace, and then for everybody out there too, the peace is that let Jesus, let go and let God, you know, that saying, it's very true.
Yeah.
And I have to do that because I have grandkids and I have older kids and I've got mentally ill people who have diagnosed schizophrenic affective and neurologically impaired. So I have to, I walk a fine line sometimes. I really do.
I do.
Oh, yeah. And I have to really listen to Jesus and know what he says. And it is, be kind, be loving,
yeah.
be generous. Leave
yes.
them to me.
Yep.
Leave them to me.
We have another caller on the line here.
Yeah, go ahead, honey.
We have 843. You're on.
It's Marianne, Michelle. Hello,
oh, hi,
everybody.
Marianne. Hi.
Hey, I have just a couple of quick things to share real quick about dates. Last month when Jerry was tossing around, I think he was tossing around the 18th. Is that right, Jerry?
The 18th.
But
he doesn't remember.
I felt like God had told me the 14th through the 17th. I don't know
oh,
if
yeah.
you remember that.
But
anyway.
August?
Yes.
You mean in August? Yeah.
But anyway.
17, 18, yeah, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
And God was telling me the 14th through the 17th.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking now I just got the month wrong, number one. And then number two, there's a girl that works in a cafeteria that I work in, the building that I work in, and about a year ago she came up to me. It was very strange. I mean, I know her to look at her. I didn't know her name. And she asked me if I would pray for her sons.
Do you know?
And
wow.
I was just
what?
Like,
they can't
I said, whoa. I said, how do you know that I'm an intercessor? And she goes, well, I have gift of discernment. And
oh.
I said, well, I'd be happy to. And so she and I kind of built this little, you know, Christian relationship and stuff. And so Monday
wow.
I was in the getting my lunch, and I was asking her how she was doing. She goes, well, I got a new place to live. And I said, well, you're going to have a new place soon enough anyway. And she kind of
oh.
looked at me, and she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, we're going up pretty soon. And she looked at me, and she goes, oh, my gosh, that's what the dream meant last night. And I said, what dream? And she said, God told me he woke me up, and he said it's only a few more days.
Oh,
wow,
Marianne.
Wow.
Oh. Right on, girl.
So
cool.
Awesome.
Right on.
How awesome.
And so, anyway, and then another thing, you guys were talking about rapture dreams. I've only had one rapture dream, and my younger daughter was at home, and she lives in Charleston, which is about an hour away from where I live in South Carolina. And she was home, and it was in the afternoon, and she and I were in our bedroom. And this is before I watched Kleck and everybody about the nuclear, you know, the bombs come down and we go up and stuff like that. And we were looking out my window, and we saw something outside in the sky. And we, you know, went outside to see what it was, and then we were raptured. And when I was saying that thing last month between the 14th and the 17th, even though I felt God was telling me that, I knew that it really couldn't possibly be right because I feel like Laura will be home when the rapture happens. Well, I was talking to my older daughter today, FaceTiming her. She's in Beirut right now, and she was asking me about my brother and everything, and I said, well, you know, I really wish that Laura would come home, you know, because I'd like to see her time. And while I was FaceTiming, Laura texted me and she says, Mom, I'm going to come home this weekend.
Oh, wow.
With you. And this weekend,
of
course, is the 14th and stuff. So
yes,
God is
yes.
lining
wow.
it up. So,
yeah.
So I give those great reports. God's awesome. You can't
cool.
make this stuff up.
No, we can't. Great.
That's all.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great. Great news.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Wow, wow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very interesting because the Lord gave me in the last 24 hours, I kind of woke, I kind of went to bed with a 3-2-1 countdown, and I woke up with a 1-2-3 count. And so that, I found that kind of interesting.
It is. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, to go along with your thing, Marianne, the Lord told me yesterday as I was just sitting there spending time with him, and he said to me, I come for you in a few days, or in a few days you will see me. So,
oh, the same thing he gave this young lady.
Yeah.
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 Wow, that is so encouraging.
Yeah.
That's really encouraging.
And the fact that she was telling me she'd just gotten a new place to live.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a new place to live. I mean,
wow.
you just don't make this stuff up. I mean, it's God all over the place.
Exactly. Yes, it is. That's a perfect way to put it, God all over the place.
Wow, we're getting a lot of messages already for this weekend. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow. Hmm.
This is a quiet group tonight.
I guess
is
so.
Everybody's spirit still, because I'm telling you, I cried about three times today at work, and I never do that, and just for no reason.
I know.
Did anybody else do that today?
Do what?
Do what?
Just cry.
Yeah, I did. I did that yesterday.
I did today three times. I did today three times out of nowhere. I was telling Katie and Joe that
me
today.
Me too. Three times today out of nowhere. And I mean
yeah,
weep.
Me too. Me too.
Well, what was and that just, about?
He was just telling me he was coming. It made me cry. He told me he was coming like three different times, but the way he did it, he didn't really use the words to hold my spirit.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to describe it. It's like supernatural, and it moved me to tears. I just died. So exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was just like almost downright embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's hard to hide sometimes.
Yeah, tears are healing though. They're healing. Yeah, hey, I'll think of them and I'll cry.
Jerry, were you the God setting my alarm on Sunday for this Sunday was the 7-day like Methuselah thing? Do you think?
It seems like it. It sure, you know, especially he gave us a hard. Well, it's not. Yeah, it's the 7-day Methuselah thing. And remember, there's two times when in our English the Bible says Noah was told to get in the ark. It says 7 days before the flood on the 10th day of the month, and then it also says on the 17th day of the month, the day that the flood actually started, he was told to get in the ark. Also. So Methuselah's death traditionally matches the time when Noah was told to get into the ark the first time, which I interpret as kind of like load all your possessions, get ready to depart in a minute's notice, and then he got the notice 7 days later. We had our own asteroid, or at least a piece associated with it, hit the ground exactly, basically, on the day and the moment we had an alarm for. And that's a pretty strong confirmation because you don't often see craters created by space rocks, pictures of them. You know, we see a lot of fireballs in the sky. Rarely do we actually see a picture of a crater created by a space rock. And that happened from our rapture-centric 2014 asteroid when it passed by. So, there's a lot going on out there. I have something that's just sort of a standalone thing. In looking at things, and you know, we know there's that. I don't want to dwell on it, but we know that that there's going to be a speech tonight about ISIS in the Middle East, and. Obviously, it will accomplish nothing because that's what that person does, is accomplishes nothing towards what he says he's going to do. And however, it does lay a perfect framework for the possibility of a retribution in the form of a false flag attack.
Sure.
Which we know has been projected very aggressively in the media in the last several weeks. And, of course, tomorrow's 9/11, so what better timing? And so in along the lines of what are called false flag attacks, obviously 9/11 is an obvious day for one, which is the 13th anniversary of the one we all know about. But also, I want to say a date out there. I just want to make a record of it for the benefit of anybody who might be listening, and that is, I also have a real strong sense of the possibility of something on the 22nd of this month.
I have the 21st. I'm getting the 21st in my face like unbelievable for a while now. Yeah, the 21st. Every time I look at the calendar, and it's set itself for 21st.
The conference is on the 24th.
Yeah, I'm getting the 21st thrown in my face for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, I would just interesting, Pat, because you know I have we have this thing of looking at the Sunday money overlaps, or that I do anyway, and so 21-22. So let's call it a 21-22 warning.
I haven't said so much about it, but that's what I'm getting so much every time I'm looking. It's 21.
Okay.
21,
well,
21.
So let's just make a general information.
Is that for the worldwide rapture, Jerry?
Well. Most specifically at the moment, I'm just sort of making a general announcement for anyone who might be listening for the possibility of a false flag event on the 21st or 22nd, according to Pat and I's leading. I just wanted to do that. Like, we don't need to say any more. I don't really know any more in that regard. I just thought it was appropriate at the moment to make that announcement.
Yeah, my cell phone has a calendar thing, and it just said it's set to the 21st. And every time I look at another calendar, the 21st just smacks me in the face. But I can't even tell you why. Except that it's all in this category of what we're looking at for September. We don't know, but I'm just – and I keep saying, what 21st? You know, but that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I have my own ideas, but I wanted specifically to mention it in that context for – Yeah.
Well, thank you, because I don't feel so silly now. I'm seeing this number, you know, all the time.
Trump is on the 24th, too. We got 14 days left for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Big one. That's a biggie. It's a big, big unfulfilled feast. It's all about the marriage to, you know, it's all about the Jewish marriage. There's so many. I know everybody in RCC spends a lot of time on a lot of dates, but I would hope that some of you would also look onto YouTube and watch videos on Feast of Trumpets, because you'll be amazed at how many correlations there are with the Jewish feast that they celebrate.
You're right. There's a lot of correlations.
That is true.
Let's see. 814 is on the line. I forget if I welcomed you or not.
Is that Chris?
Katie or something? I don't know.
Yeah, hey guys, it's me.
Oh, it's Chris. Yeah,
hey.
I just remember that.
Hi, Chris.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Okay, hanging in here.
Well,
waiting for the Lord.
Waiting for the Lord.
Got it.
We are.
Hi, Chris.
The Lord's been laying something on my heart that we need to share with each other. He just told me that right now, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I've been really, really discouraged lately and just down and waiting, and I know Keith has been too, but he told me that we just need to be right now lifting each other up and just saying nice things to each other and doing, you know, just go out of your way to remember to uplift someone, you know, that, our friends,
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen to that,
that's
Chris.
That's true.
Put that on my heart all day long today. Just do something nice to somebody.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Yep.
Wonderful. That's a great message.
Because I've been tested. Yeah.
The whole bride, even on YouTube and Facebook, all the bride needs encouragement because they're all very weary.
Yes, we need encouragement. We really do.
Yep. Absolutely.
We really do.
I see a lot of brawling going on, but I always make a point to encourage people, and people are always emailing me, Keith, what do you think of so-and-so that said this and that and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, I think we're going home soon, so we should just be excited and don't worry about the brawling. There's no point in brawling with anybody over the rapture. And these are, you know, brides, people brawling with each other. We're supposed to just be excited. You know, I just always encourage people because I just know they're all tired, and, you know, they just, so I just tell them the latest events, you know, like Russia cutting off the gas to Poland to start another war. So those are the hot spots that, you know, just things that trigger everything to make it all keep rolling. But, yeah, just keep encouraging people.
Yeah. Maybe I can read some P&I later, you know, this is
yeah.
good stuff here.
That's
yeah,
nice.
Definitely to be uplifting. Yeah.
I have something from the garage that I think connects with that theme, and it actually, Antonna's dream that she mentioned yesterday on the show where she was flying above her family members.
Yeah.
I just looked this up yesterday. As I've mentioned before, the Lord quite a while ago sort of led me to follow the readings each day in the Hebrew tradition on each Sabbath. And there's a schedule that is pretty much fixed onto their calendar. And he's had me follow those, and it has been interesting. And I looked this one up, and, of course, what they do is they have two readings. The first reading is out of the book of the law, or the books of the law. And the second reading is out of the books of the prophets. And so that's called in Hebrew Parashat and Haftarah. But the thing is, each reading and each day, Sabbath reading, has a name that's taken out of the reading on the Sabbath. The one for this coming Saturday is called Parashat Ki Tavo, and it's taken from the second two words from this particular reading in Deuteronomy, and it means when you enter, and it's referring to entering the Promised Land. One of the things that's interesting about this is it's the 50th weekly reading in their schedule. And that 50 is, of course, a Pentecost, which he's pointed me to on a couple of different occasions. And still, it's a little bit of a riddle exactly how he wanted me to receive that. So the reading and name is called When You Enter, and it is a brief summary. Says it tells of the, this particular one tells of the ceremony of first fruits, tithes, and the blessings from observance and curses from the violation of the law. And of course, that's from the books of the law, so that's why I would relate. The reading from the prophets is from Isaiah 60, beginning with verse 1, and I'm going to start there. I'm not going to read all of it. But I'll read a portion of it, about the first 10 verses, and then come back to a particular verse, which I think is the perfect reflection of Tana's dream that she talked about yesterday. So, Isaiah 60, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up all your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you and to the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebioth will serve you. They will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. Those who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their nests? Surely the islands look to me. In the lead are the ships of Tarshish, bringing your children from afar with their silver and gold. To honor the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Okay, so the verse that I thought totally reflected Thomas' dream in a very timely way was verse 8, which says, who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their nests? And it's a question. It's not an answer. And while a lot of this is directed to the nation of Israel.
This one, we actually have to wear stuff on our arm, so it's a little bit hotter.
While a lot of this is directed to Israel, the this is a mystery to them. Who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their nests? And Tana, in her dream, was flying over her family, and they were looking to her. And seeing her flying around, having already been essentially translated. And so...
Yes, Chair?
Well, I'm trying to... I think I'm hearing Tana, and I don't know if she's trying to talk or not, so...
Yeah, no, I was just saying I'm back, so I'm listening to what you're saying about my dream.
Okay.
Well, Tana, if you didn't hear the beginning, this is the synagogue reading for this Saturday from Isaiah 60, verse 8. And there's this phrase which I think is a perfect reflection of your dream, which says, who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their nests?
Mm.
And it all starts out, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
So I was flying back to my nest, meaning my family, to tell them.
Oh, wow, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I hope that's an encouragement for you, because that's for this Saturday, the Torah reading, in fact, that's out of the prophets, but that's
right.
One of the readings that's scheduled for this Saturday, and it connects
wasn't
directly.
Wasn't scheduled at work, yeah, and that wasn't scheduled at work that day, so.
Cool. Well, anyway, that's what I found there, which I found like a very interesting scripture, and especially since it seemed to be an perfect example of your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And the time's really coming. A lot of people are getting words, and I think obviously we're watching every day. And I'm really surprised. I'm hearing these words for this weekend from many different directions, and we already had the alarm set for Sunday, so how cool is that?
And I just had a ladybug land on me.
Aw, they're precious.
Aw.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet things, yeah. Yeah. You want me to read a little He and I to you? It'll uplift. I'm sure it will.
Yeah, sure.
There's something he says here. Yeah. This, I love this. He starts his sentence, and boy, can we... We can just identify with it, I hope. He says, love to be blind, since it is I who am leading you, if you really want to put your hand in mine. Don't you think fathers are happy when their little girls, of course he's talking to Gabrielle, but he's talking to all of us, little girls leave everything to them in simple tenderness? He says, you must give great importance to the very little things of every passing moment, because in my eyes, the eyes of God, only love will give value to what you do. I tell you this often because I don't want you to lose anything. You can be so rich at so little expense, and you can enrich others too. So take notice of every little thing. Give everything to love and aim at perfection in all your work in order to please me more and more to make up for past loss. Do you realize that a single one of such moments can make amends for an entire life? Whatever you do, do it well, looking at me and asking me for my glory, and God will bless you. Oh, my dear children, love that is unloved, how deep a wound. And this wound that I bear, comfort, rest, help love. Give everything to love, poor as you are. Lean on my heart, and the burden of you will be my joy. And I'll flow into you as the sap from the root of the vine flows into the branch, and your life will be my life. You are nothing all by yourself, my poor little girl. He says, you thank me for the springtime with all the flowers and for the birds that sing in your linden trees, for the first butterflies and all my beautiful creations. And you are right, for I am beauty itself. But the springtimes that I bring to souls by my grace, these are what you should thank me for most of all. These springtimes, full of the elixir of eternity, are paid for with the shedding of my blood and create splendors you cannot see, but the angels and the saints gaze upon them. Yeah. So there you go.
Wow, awesome.
Love to be blind since it is I who am leading you. So we're kind of blind, right? We're trusting all this. We're just Lord. And he's saying, love this. Love this that you don't know. Love this that you're, you know, whatever we're going through, just love it since it is I who am leading you. If you really want to put your hand in mine. And that's exactly what we're doing. Jesus, we're putting our hand in yours. And you're leading us. Yes, we don't understand. We are kind of blind, but we're trusting you. And you just said to do this. So we are. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Trust. Trust.
We're just sheeping along, being led by our shepherd.
Yes, just trust him. Love to be blind, since it is I who am leading you. And if this day and age isn't perfect for that sentence, I don't know what it is. Yeah, but the trust is there. Jesus, I trust you. I'm kind of flying blind here right now, walking blind, but I trust you. I know you. We can trust you for the answers, even if we can't get our heads around it right now. In a second, like you said, we will understand why you did it this way, and we trust you. Everything's in Scripture. So many people are getting this. You know. I know what I wanted to just quick say. If this was only in one part of a book of the Bible, but it's not. It's in Revelations. It's in Corinthians. It's in Thessalonians. You know, it's all over the place about the rapture. It's not just in one book. And I'm sure, maybe, Jerry, you want to do a little research on the Old Testament. It's got to be in there, too, somewhere, talking about this moment today.
Well, yeah, there is
the rapture. The Old Testament.
Yeah,
you know.
On the rapture.
No,
encourage us.
Oh, yeah.
But today,
yeah,
this moment.
There's numerous rapture.
Right.
I have a list. Actually, I think I got the list from Keith.
Yes. Not just one book. It's all over the place, the rapture. So what's he saying to us? What's he saying to
exactly.
us? This
hey, I
is
have a
real.
Cool thing. You guys know my little nephew, Gabriel, who's 14?
Yes.
He had a vision that we were all in the kitchen. Yeah, this is before the Lord fell on my son. The summer before the Lord fell on my son when we led Gabriel into a real relationship with the Lord, you know, with God used the cat and all that. Okay, well, so Gabriel started having visions all the time. And he would see these pictures, and he saw us all in the kitchen, and he saw me, my son, and him being taken from the kitchen. And I just found out he's coming. He just texted me from high school. He texted me from the school and said, can you come get me on Friday? I want to stay through Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
don't know.
Stay in the kitchen, Judy. Stay in the kitchen the whole time.
We do. Gabriel is, he's only 14, and he's like almost 6'3". And like he has a hollow, he eats a lot. So I'm always in the kitchen when he's here. But I just thought that was really cool because God's just letting me know that he's coming, you guys.
Well, Judy, don't you think he will show us who we will be with and where we will be? Because that's the way I feel. Excuse me about the dream I had with Laura.
Yeah, I believe that. I do, Marianne. I believe God will, as much as you want to be a friend of God, he'll share stuff with you. I just, absolutely.
Yeah.
He gave me a dream of me seeing my son being glorified in front of me, and I just couldn't believe it. I started laughing my head off. I was like, you're getting glorified? And he was looking at me like, what? What are you talking about? I said, changing. And then I woke up, and I was in the room here. It was, like, amazing. And so I know I'm going to be with him. When it happens, and then because of Gabriel, I know that, and we always got that my sister wasn't home. And it just so happens almost every time he comes on a weekend, you know, when he does, he hasn't come for quite a while, he hasn't come over, but my sister just happens to never be home, and she's working this weekend again, so.
There you go. setting it up.
Wow.
We just know she's not going to be there. We just kind of all have a sense when we poof, she won't be here, but she knows when she can't find us that where we went. She already knows, you know. So.
Yeah.
Oh, but wow. Yeah, so Marianne, has God told you where you're going to be when you go, or?
Yeah, I'm going to be in my bedroom with my daughter, and it's going to be daylight outside. It's going to be like
cool.
In the afternoon.
Okay.
Because we see something. We see something in the east. You know, we live on the coast, and then we see something in the east, toward the ocean, and it was low, and it was orange, and like the kids in the neighborhood were going to look at it. And there was like a commotion outside, and so we look out my window, we go downstairs, we go outside, and then we go up.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And see, this is a dream I had before I ever knew, watched Jonathan Cleck or anybody. I mean, this is way before this dream about the nukes and, you know, the bombs go down and the asteroids and everything else. And when I told Laura about the dream, she goes, well, what do we see in the sky? And I said, I don't know what it is. It's oblong and it's orange, and people can see it. But I said, I don't know what it was. I said, I don't know if it was an asteroid or a star or a planet or a bomb or what it was.
Yeah, that's so exciting. God's so good. He's such a great friend. He'll tell you stuff. He really will. And if he doesn't want to tell you, he doesn't. So it's never a problem. Ask him anything. Talk to him like a real friend, you know. Like Jerry was saying not too long ago, because him and God are becoming one now, he feels like he's become so close with God that they don't even exchange they don't really exchange words anymore. And I'm not saying don't pray, okay, you guys, but I know what Jerry means because really, for the last 6 years, like, I don't really exchange words. God just speaks to me and I speak back to him, but I very rarely open my mouth, okay, because we've become one. We're like friends, you know. He didn't do that until he pulled me out of the church 6 years ago. He said, I have something I want to show you. I need you to leave this establishment now. And he didn't want me encumbered by anything. And this is when he started doing this. So by the time he fell on my son, I was good with all this stuff he was doing. It was so out of the box because he already showed me who he really was, you know. And this last 9 months has been off the charts. Just be a friend with God. You'll become so one with him, you won't even like – he'll offer you information without you even ask. To me, that's pretty much
second.
Yes.
Real quick, Michelle, can you leave the studio open? I want to try to get in after we go into record mode to play a couple of songs that I might want to reload.
Oh, okay. So do you want me to log out once we hang up? Or?
I don't know. Let me try to bump you.
Just say
when everything's over, and then I'll try to log in.
Wait, are you gonna? Her to press end show?
Whenever you decide to end, just say it's over, but don't stop the show, so I can log into the studio.
Let's see. So when I hang up, private message you.
You can put it in chat.
Well, you can just. You can do that. I'm in chat. I don't know.
Can't she end the show and then you go in the studio, Jerry?
No, because when she ends the show, it stops the studio. We have to be at least in record mode for me to be able to play the songs.
Oh,
so I'm trying to figure out which ones didn't load in very well, because I found out I can reload them and they can play better.
Podcast?
Oh, Misty Edwards. As in the days of Noah.
Michelle, if you hang up now, and then it says show or end show, press not end show in the very.
I mean, you could even go on with the show for a while, but I'm just saying, instead of killing the studio, just stay on so that I can call in, or I don't know. I need to log in, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Well, that's everybody. I'm
Lord Jesus,
get off.
Come.
Bless you guys. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, love you. Love you, everybody.
Love you all. Thanks.
Okay.
Love you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus,
yes.
Indeed.
Come now. Yes. Yes.
Yes, come, Lord Jesus, and get us.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love everybody.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Sherry.
Bye. Love you. Love
bye.
You all.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So hard to say.